When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio.
I make a couple assumptions about people who listen to my podcast. One is that the vast majority of them play golf. And then the next assumption is that everyone who does play golf would like to play better golf. Now, one of the questions that you always get about golf is how can I be more consistent? And that really is an interesting subject because this year on the PGA Tour, it has been the year of the comeback win or the get back on track win. And in particular, the two names that are at the top of the list are Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy. Both of them had gone for quite a good stretch without winning. Rory just won for the first time in 19 months when he won the Wells Fargo Championship. Whenever somebody wins, it's like they're back on track. I always like to say, you know, that people think the floodgates are going to open. Everything is going to be rolling from here and we're back. And there's no doubt about it. Players' confidence in their game can change at just the, you know, drop of a hat or one round or one tournament. And I'm sure Rory is going to be beaming with confidence going into the PGA Championship at Kiawah Island, where he won in 2012, by the way. And he won by 8 shots in 2012. So he knows the course well, has played the golf course well, has won a major championship there. And when you use the horses for courses theory, which is a big one, that you have to consider whenever you're picking players. I consider it all the time when I'm picking players in my week-to-week picks, when I'm making a wager or two. That's a big thing. And Rory had won twice at Quail Hollow in Charlotte at the Wells Fargo Championship, and he just won for the third time there. So you have to consider that, no doubt about it. But the biggest thing that I consider when I'm looking at, you know, where somebody go from here is how does their overall game look? How did they get their win? So is the confidence really a real confidence? Is it an earned confidence? Every player is trying to convince themselves that they've got it figured out. But do they really? So I want to start off looking at Rory McIlroy here and where I think he is. Now, I said before the Wells Fargo Championship, I said that Rory needs to get something going this week. Because if it doesn't happen here, it's not likely to happen. And the reason I said that is because Rory had been struggling. Not playing anything like Rory McIlroy is capable of. And it dropped to 15th in the world. He had switched from his longtime childhood instructor, Mike Bannon, to Pete Cowan. He'd gone in his words, a new direction. And this had been brewing for some time, and now he's got it. Okay, he won the tournament. He's got it figured out. And I'm looking on Twitter, and everybody like, what's Pete Cowan's phone number, and how can you get a hold of him? And they didn't really check the statistics and figure out, okay, how did Rory McIlroy get back on track? How did he win? Rory McIlroy has been historically a tremendous ball striker and a mediocre to poor putter, with the exception of maybe 1 year, his whole career. That's just the facts. I mean, 2014, he finished 41st in putting. But 2016, 139th, 159th in 2017, 97th in 2018. He had one more good year, 2019, 24th in putting. So this is two good years, 2014 and 2019. And he's back to 122nd in 2020. And this year, after this last week, which he finished third in putting at Quail Hollow, he's a 72nd in putting. So, and he lit it up, gained 6.9 strokes on the field with his putter. So I don't know where he was. He was probably close to 100th in putting before this last week. So he did have this one good week. Now he's run off some tournaments before, but if you look at his putting statistics, you look and you say, okay, he is a, very inconsistent good putter at best. But I would consider him to be a mediocre to average to below average putter that, you know, who's had a couple good years. But it's hard to say that that's the norm. And when I look and you dig deeper into the statistics and you look and he says, okay, and it says 169th and three putt avoidance this year in 2021. That's a big number. Now he's had other years when he's been good on three putt avoidance, but this hasn't been a good year. So you can look at it and you can say, okay, he's got it figured out. He's putting better. He's going to putt just like he did in 2019, his best putting year, or 2014. But then you can go back and you can look and say, well, but in 2018, it wasn't any good. And in 2017, it wasn't any good. In 2016, it wasn't any good. In 2021, for most of the year, it hasn't been good. And it's hard to look and say, okay, yeah, we've got it now. We've got it figured out. Rory McIlroy's game is based on his ball striking. And in particular, his driving, because he's considered one of the two best drivers on tour, Dustin Johnson or Rory McIlroy. And Rory, when he putts good, he, with his ball striking, more times than not, he's going to put himself in position to win. Now, Rory has had four tournaments in his career where he has putted as good as he putted this last week at Charlotte at the Wells Fargo Championship, four times. So to expect him to do that again and again and again, now he may not have to do that at Kew Island. That golf course sets up good for him. He had a huge margin of victory last time they played there in the 2012 PGA Championship. So who knows? He may not need to putt that well. He may hit it great. But this last tournament he won with his scrambling. He was the leader in scrambling, 14 out of 18 up and ins. He was third in putting, 6.9 strokes gained with the putter. He did not hit the, you know, for everybody, hey, let me figure out what he did. How's he doing it? Who's his new coach? Let's talk to him. He hit three fairways one day. He had four fairways another day. He had five fairways another day. He had seven fairways the other day. He was like almost last in fairways hit. Now, not that that's an important statistic, because we all know that distance is the most important thing. And Rory, is a long hitter, and you just have to be able to find your ball. But winning major championships, especially with the next two that are coming up, maybe the PGA at Kiowa, you got a little more room to wander. You're not gonna win the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines if you don't hit the ball in the fairway, though. So that's not gonna happen. You're not gonna march around there and hit three, four fairways around and win that tournament. So the PGA could be different. Kiowa's a little wider. Maybe you've got some room to get some stuff done. But I look at it and I say, are there some, areas that I would look at and say, man, I don't know if that was as good as it, it's a great win. Don't get me wrong. It's a great win. Anytime you win, it's great. But does that give me confidence that all of a sudden now I'm all over betting on Rory McIlroy? And the answer to that is not necessarily. His ball striking has not been that great this year for him. Currently tied 14th strokes gained tee to green. He's always in the top 10. Off the tee, he's fifth, which is very good, no doubt about it. But he's always one or two. He's fifth. Approach shot to the green, 56th. But he's trending better, so maybe the swing is coming along. I don't know. I saw some things in the swing that I wondered about it, and I'll give you my thoughts on that when we come back. Let me remind you of your game and how you can get better. You can do it by getting my instructional videos that go out on a daily basis from Haney University. So just go to haneyuniversity.com, register for my free instructional videos, and you'll get all my thoughts on how you can get your golf game better. haneyuniversity.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carvin and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, from this idea of what, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, for the most part at Quail Hollow, Rory kept the ball, you know, in play. And he, you know, he did what he had to do to win. Now, you know, the last hole, he got a two-shot lead and, you know, puts it in the water there. You know, did not hit fairways to speak of. Like I said, he hit 3 fairways the last round, 33% for the week. I mean, that's just not a good number. And, you know, when I looked at his swing, I thought, okay, what's different? And I saw that, like, Nick Faldo did a little side-by-side thing, and he, you know, analysis, but I give you my analysis. More, it looked like his shoulders were set up more open. So immediately I looked and I saw his shoulders are set up more to the left. Now, typically that might mean that you're going to try to play a little cut. Okay? His shoulders are to the left. At the top of his swing, though, the club was to the right, which is, you know, considered across the line. Now, it wasn't that much across the line relative to where his feet were going, but it was way across the line relative to where his shoulders were going. So his shoulders were left, club was to the right. And now, I don't, he may be in transition. You know, he's working on something. I don't, maybe he overdid it. I don't, maybe he didn't do it enough. I don't know where he is. I'm just telling you what I saw. And when that golf club is pointed, you know, 20 or 30 degrees right of where your shoulders are pointed at the top of the swing, you know, then things aren't really lined up very good. And it looked to me like, and he hits it forever. And, you know, and like Tiger did the same thing. It's hard to hit the ball that far and hit the ball in the fairway. So I'm not expecting him to go out there and hit 10 fairways around. And I don't think he has to. But I mean, it looked like, you know, that was not, you know, impressive ball striking. Now, his iron play was pretty darn good. You know, I mean, he had 11, 15, 14, 14 greens. And for only hitting that many fairways, I mean, at least he was managing his misses. But, how many times is Rory McIlroy, let me ask you this. How many times is Rory McIlroy going to go 48 out of 48 inside of 6 feet? I'm going to answer that for you. Maybe not again. I mean, he's from 6 feet, he's ranked 187th in putting on the PGA Tour. From 5 feet, he's ranked like 179th. From 4 feet, he's ranked like 187th again. Well, that's just not somebody that goes 48 out of 48 inside of 6 feet. And then you get a one-shot victory. You beat every other player in the top 10 by 6 shots on the putting green, and you win by 1 shot. And then, because I always look and I say, okay, when somebody wins, when people start talking about all these floodgates, you know, the floodgates are going to open. It's going to be off and running from here. All right, if the floodgates are going to open, you need to have a repeatable formula. Now, when Tiger used to dominate, his formula was, you know, no penalty shots, limit the 3 putts, eat up the par fives, and take anything under 120 putts, 30 putts around, anything under 30 putts around, and he, you know, he's going to win the golf tournament. All right, that's a formula that is repeatable because he's going to hit it long. So if he can find his ball and he can hit it long and he can iron it good, the par fives are not going to be a problem. So he's going to birdie those, you know, not everyone, but he's going to birdie like 3 of them, at least 2, And then he's going to hit an iron shot occasionally. You know, he's going to hit it down there far enough. He's got wedges on a few holes. So he's going to hit one of those close. And he's going to hit another iron. And there he's going to make a 10 or 15 foot putt someplace, maybe a 20 foot putt someplace. He's going to make one of those. And there you go. That's your five birdies right there. And all you got to do is just not piss shots away with three putts and not make, you know, take penalty shots off the tee. You know, make no doubles, and it was hard to beat him. It always was, but a repeatable formula is not, you know, hitting three fairways and winning. I mean, that's like getting away with something. So I mean, Rory's confidence, I'm sure, is high. His game is, you know, has been hard to understand in the last. You know, a couple of years, because he's just so good, so talented. And he dropped all the way to 15th in the world. But we'll see what he has from here. Now, if he can keep putting, you know, he's not going to putt as good as he did this last week. It's not going to happen. It's happened four times in his career, so it's not going to happen again. It might, you know, it might happen one more time. And you know, give him a couple more years and it'll happen one more time. You're not going to run off, you know, three tournaments in a row where you've putt that good, because you've only done it four times in your whole career. It's just the odds are it's not going to happen. So to get on a roll, he's going to have to hit it better. You know, and he didn't hit it bad. I'm not saying, but tee to green, he was ninth strokes gained tee to green. So that's pretty good. You know, top 10, he got that. But Rory usually needs to, you know, he's going to win a lot. He's gonna be, you know, strokes gained tee to green in a tournament. He's gonna be first or second. He's gonna ball strike his way to that win. Now he just had good ball striking, you know, not great with that driver, but he got away with it on that golf course, and then he putted great. Okay, so the next win, you know, needs to, you know, the next two wins, because really, you know, he's done this four times in his career that putted like this. So the next couple wins, if he's going to win three times in a year, and that's, you know, about what somebody does that has just an incredible year, the next wins are not going to be that same formula. It's just not likely to happen. You're not going to rattle off another putting tournament like that. So now he's got to ball strike it. And I don't know if I'm, you know, seeing that, you know, maybe, who knows? We'll see. But I don't think I saw that. Yeah. So I saw a nice win. I saw the putter do great, the scrambling do great. And that's not how he usually wins. Now that's, instead of winning, you know, two times a year with mostly just your ball striking, you know, maybe you got a three-time winner, because you had the great putting week. It could be. That's the formula for winning multiple times. You got to be able to do it a few different ways. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens from here. Now, you know, the good news is Kiawah Island is where the PGA is, and that is a great golf course for him. So he could get a little something here. He could get going at Kiawah. You know, it wouldn't surprise me. But, you know, it wouldn't totally surprise me. How about that? It probably would surprise me a little bit. Yeah, that I guess that's what I would say. Probably would surprise me a little bit. All right, Jack Nicklaus had one of the greatest comments ever about confidence, because Rory's clearly going to be beaming with confidence. But Jack Nicklaus put it in perspective, so I'm going to share with that comment with you next. Let me remind you to get your Voodoo Pain Relief Cream, Aches and Pains. I talk about this a lot. If you've heard my podcast, have you signed up? Have you gone to my website? Have you got your free 2-week sample? Try it for 2 weeks. The product works. You'll love it. Muscle soreness, arthritis pain, joint pain, whatever it is, try it for 2 weeks and you'll be reordering just like everybody else. Because the product is the best product on the market. Take my word for it, but you can try it for free. So voodoopainrelief.com. Just go right there, the front page, click on the box. You can register, and you'll get your free 2-week supply. All right, we'll be right back on the Hank Any Podcast.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, this idea of what, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Jack Nicklaus, arguably the greatest mental game player in the history of the game. Clearly the leader in major championships, 18 majors. You know, most people think that's the way you count in golf, so that makes him the greatest player ever. I always say nobody ever played golf better than Tiger, but you know, Nicklaus has earned the right to be called the greatest player ever because that's we measure in golf and major championships. And Jack was, you know, tremendous and led the way. 19 second place finishes along with those 18 majors. And, you know, the thing is about Nicklaus is he's known for just his incredible mental strength. So he said about confidence, because, you know, everybody's like, Rory's going to be so confident. Rory's confident in this. And Nicklaus said, the way they talk about, I've said this many times before, but if you've heard me, you've probably heard me say this before, but this is a great comment. And Nicklaus said, the way they talk about confidence, you'd think you could go down to the store and buy some. It takes years to build up. And after one or two bad shots, it's gone. That's coming from Jack Nicklaus. One of the greatest, if not the greatest, mental game players there is. That's just the way it is. That confidence thing comes and goes. You can beam with confidence all you want, but you go out there in a practice round at Kiawah Island in a major championship preview, and you're out there hitting it sideways, And you can pretend you're confident. You can have been confident when you won at this place or that place. In golf, I mean, really, you're just feeling, your confidence you're feeling is about as much as you can garner from the last shot. And if the last shot wasn't great, your confidence wavers. So all these people that are talking about these things, this confidence, you know, yeah, confidence comes from hitting good shots and seeing good shots. And in order to hit good shots, you have to make good swings. And in order to make good swings, you know, I think it's easier if you're fundamentally like really in tune. And, you know, it's fleeting for everybody. You know, so that's why when people tell me, Hank, I think I've got it, I always tell them, well, make sure you enjoy it because it's only temporary. And you just borrow it for a while. If you've got it, you're just borrowing it. It's not going to be there forever. So just keep that in mind. The game of golf, the one thing that's consistent about the game of golf is its inconsistency. And you don't have to look any further than Phil Mickelson. Last week at Wells Fargo Championship, he shoots 64. Now, Phil hadn't been playing worth a darn. And he's got, you know, excuses. I mean, he's 51 years old. I mean, you know, you wouldn't expect him to be out there just tearing up, but he shoots 64 the first round, 14 greens, you know, hit it really good for him. I mean, off the tee, comes back the next day. I mean, it was a tougher day. It was windier. He had the bad tee times. You know, I mean, it's not just him, but he comes back the next day and hits 7 greens. So he goes from 14 greens in regulation to 7, and he shoots 75. 11 strokes difference. You know, what's interesting is that amateur golfers they would tell me all the time, Hank, I'm just not consistent. One day I shoot 80, next day I shoot 90. And I'm thinking, that's just golf. I mean, that's Phil Mickelson, 64, 75, 11 shot swing. And this is from somebody who's, you know, he's ninth all-time list on the tournament wins, 44 tournament wins, 5 major championships. You know, the only thing that's consistent about the game of golf is its inconsistency. You're going to have a variance. I don't care how good you are, you're going to have a variance. I mean, you're going to have a variance that's like 10, 12, 13, 15 shots. Who knows? If you're wild and you catch a bad day, it could be more shots than that. I mean, it could be 20 shots. You could vary. That's just the way that golf is. The only thing that's consistent about golf is its inconsistency. So it's a hard game. And it's hard to stay consistent for sure. But we all strive for it. And that's, what you try and do. You know, it's fun when you get on a roll, and it's fun when you get to watch players get on a roll. We'll see who's on a roll, towards these end of the year here and these last 3 majors that are coming up. Can't wait for the PGA Championship. It's going to be interesting. Rory's definitely in the picture now. He'll be one of the betting favorites for sure because, you know, people love Rory. And, you know, now that he's won, I think, oh, my God, he's got it going now. Well, 14 out of 16 scrambling, 48 out of 48 inside of 6 feet. Hit 3 fairways the last day. So we'll see. We'll see. You know, maybe that win will give him confidence, but you know, maybe it was a little, a little unrepeatable. How about that? Could have been. We'll see. It's gonna be. You know, we'll find out soon enough. For sure. All right. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Follow me on Twitter at Hank Haney. Email your questions at HankHaneyGolf@Outlook.com. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app so you can get the podcast every day. And have a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Campbell.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.